Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds.
One of the all-time classics, Walter Brennan, Old Rivers. This is your host, Ray I. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break with us. Can't believe we're in our last segment of our two-hour show. Seems to go really fast. This segment, we're going to have a little story time. In this electronic world, we get text, email, Facebook messaging, Twitter. Well, that's where I get a lot of information from y'all when you tell me your favorite story times. And, of course, some of the old classics of turkey hunting are still the most popular, but I get lots of requests for this particular story time this week. We'll see you next week.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray.
This week's story is The Old Church. In the Missouri Ozarks, beneath the shadow of Johnson Mountain, is a remote valley where several spring-fed streams surge down steep mountains into the basin below. Once in the valley, the streams join to create the headwaters of an Ozark River and the beginning of its long journey out of the valley and on into the outside world. Within this ancient valley, at the juncture of two hollers, is a clearing with majestic 200-year-old oak trees. Just east of this clearing is a small wooded hollow. There, a clear, cold spring with ice-cold bubbling water roars to life as it tumbles over rocks and dumps into the nearby stream. Along this stream, a 200-year-old country church stands the test of time. The old church is the community meeting place and comes to life every Sunday morning for worship service. Local weddings are held there for the beginning of one's life and funerals for the end of one's life. Adjacent to this ancient structure, a diversity of weathered gravestones dating back to the early 1800s makes up the local graveyard. Large handmade tables set beneath the 200-year-old oaks and provide shade for the after-church service basket dinners. The hitching post for buggy horses is at the far end of the churchyard and near the custom three-holer outhouse. On Sunday mornings, family ride horse-drawn wagons for miles around to that old church for Sunday worship and to visit with neighbors, catch up on the latest gossip, and maybe hear some news from the outside world. Just down the holler from the old church, along that same stream, is the community's one-room schoolhouse. A little further is a blacksmith shop, post office, and grocery store. But one of the most important essentials in the community is along that riverbank, the old grist mill and feed store. This remote Missouri Ozarks farming area is not really a town, but more of a scattered community throughout the hills, a place where everyone works very hard to raise and feed their families. My family, as well as others, work and live in this community without any thought of what's beyond the hills. Many never venture from these hills during an entire lifetime. Many years ago, my grandpa, dad, uncles, and neighbors gathered at that old church for a Saturday afternoon workday to clean, paint, and repair the church and outbuildings. My uncle Alan and Uncle Lee, a pre-teenager at the time, were assigned work detail for painting and maintenance of the big three-holer outhouse. My uncles were taking a break from painting when an old school bus with a wedding party arrived for a wedding rehearsal. People quickly unloaded, beating dust from their clothes as they briskly walked to the spring to cool off in the shade and drink ice-cold water from a well-worn tin cup hanging from a nail on a weathered fence post. Several others went directly to the outhouse. Once the outhouse was clear, Returning back to work, my Uncle Alan finished painting the outside walls, gathered his buckets and brushes to work inside, just as the relatives of the bride arrived in a big Cadillac sedan. As Uncle Alan stepped out of the outhouse door to mix paint, he met a huge woman in a bright yellow dress running for the outhouse with a very strained and worried expression on her face. The large woman had to turn sideways just to fit through the door. Slamming the door shut, she rocked the outhouse as she plopped down with a loud thump. Just about that time, my Uncle Lee is lying on his stomach behind and at the rear of the outhouse crumbling foundation, working there to replace stones in several open holes. Always the prankster, it's just too much for Uncle Lee to pass up. Just as the woman plops down on the toilet seat, he cups his hands around one of the small holes in the foundation to project his voice inside the bottom of the outhouse. Timing is everything. He waits a few seconds, then in a deep, firm, but calm voice, he says, "Hey, would you mind moving over a hole? I'm trying to paint under here." There is but a few seconds of silence, then total chaos. Shrill, terrified screaming from within the outhouse. The outhouse rocks as she breaks through the door, leaving it hanging only by one hinge. Like a stampeding buffalo, she gallops back toward the caddy while pulling up her polka dot underwear in an attempt to cover herself, dragging her half-on, half-off, now dirty and soiled, yellow dress as she goes. My dad, uncles, and neighbors are roaring with laughter, but not so much at the horrific scene or a horrified woman, but at my grandpa and my Uncle Lee. You see, my grandpa, who is not laughing, has the young, squealing, skinny little prankster in a vice-like grip by the arm. Uncle Lee is dancing like an organ grinder's monkey as grandpa whips him wildly with a hickory switch down the road, around the bend, and out of sight. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns.
Z-Max, made in America.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Share the outdoors with others and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
There ain't no doubt.